So monasteries were built and young monks trained by the few remaining senior monks. One of the problems was often in a monastery, you could end up with maybe hundreds of little monks and just a very, very small handful of older monks. And so this was a big problem as far as discipline is concerned. However, gradually money poured in from certain other Mahayana countries and from the West. So many monasteries became again quite wealthy and secure. However, almost nothing was heard or thought about the fate of the nuns. Gradually, in later years, the monasteries being now well established, the concern shifted slightly to the other aspect of the monastic community, which are the female monastics. Slowly, a few small nunneries were set up, and in time, the Tibetan Nuns Association was founded to look into and help the situation for some nunneries, especially in the area of Dharamshala. However, with a few notable bright exceptions, most nunneries are still very overcrowded and under-endowed. One of the problems for many girls nowadays, they want to be nuns, but the nuns are already chock-a-block full. It's a big problem. Since they usually do not have high lamas to represent them to the world and raise funds on their behalf, they're usually struggling just to exist. I mean, you must realize most monasteries have a high lama, a tuku, at their top. So he goes abroad, he gets in lots of money, he brings it back, he, you know, endows his monasteries. So they're all, you know, each one bigger and more splendid than the one before. But the nunneries don't have representatives. And so most people don't even know they exist. And they are actually not very well endowed by their lamas either. Anyway, often they just cannot afford to pay the salary for a qualified philosophy teacher. And so there is no study program. The Tibetan Nuns Association is trying to help with this situation by offering funding for teachers. So slowly it's getting better as nunneries see that other nunneries are studying. They have a study program. They also want a study program. However, even modern nuns are still quite diffident and shy in the presence of male monastics, especially of the Rinpoches and Geshes. They will naturally not oppose any male authority figure. In addition, they are usually ignorant of the bhikshuni issue since it's never been discussed. They accept their lower ordination without any question, since it's all they know. It's not something which until recently was even thought about. If you go to most nunneries and you talk about the idea of the bhikshuni ordination, they look quite blank. What's that? You know, I mean, it's in the nature of the universe that nuns can only be novices. The lamas sometimes discourage nuns from considering a bhikshuni ordination by assuring them that such an ordination is not necessary. In addition, they state it would be extremely burdensome for the nuns to have to keep so many rules. Their viewpoint is that education is sufficient to raise the status of the nuns, and they should be content with that. In answer to the Lama's position stated above, intending to undermine the idea of bhikshuni ordination by saying that this ordination is not necessary or important, I say, "Oh, Sir Rinpoche, you are still a novice?" When he immediately insisted, of course, he is fully ordained, I replied that he just stated that the ordination was not important. So why is he bothered? And the point about the rules being too heavy for the nuns to bear is usually countered by the observation that the nuns will surely be able to keep the rules at least as well as the monks are presently keeping theirs. And it makes them think. However, this pervading attitude has to be faced.